grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. From the Gospel for this Sunday, St. John chapter 16, the 13th and the 14th verses. Jesus said, "When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you." This Sunday, the fifth Sunday of the Easter season, is just about halfway between the day of our Lord's resurrection from the dead and the day of Pentecost, when he sent down the Holy Spirit on the apostles whom he had chosen. And so today the gospel directs our thoughts toward that day of the coming of the Holy Spirit. I very seldom remember the titles of sermons I've heard, but I do remember the title of a sermon I heard more years ago than I care to remember. And the title of that sermon is "The Unappreciated Person of the Holy Trinity." The unappreciated person of the Holy Trinity. Now, that's not a very upbeat title for a sermon, but it does point to the fact that some Christians are rather like the Christian St. Paul found when he arrived in the city of Ephesus, who, when he asked them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you first believed?" those Ephesian Christians replied, "No, we have never heard that there is a Holy Spirit." Well, as believing Christians, we have, of course, heard of the Holy Spirit. And we do indeed believe in the Holy Spirit, as we just said in the Creed. And yet there is a hidden and elusive quality about the Holy Spirit which makes it a bit difficult for us to conceive or speak of him. The word Spirit, as used in the scriptures, literally means breath or wind, and we find this meaning as Jesus is talking to Nicodemus, who came to see him by night. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "The wind blows where it will. You hear the sound of it, but you do not know whence it comes or whither it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." In a sense, the Holy Spirit can be compared to the air we breathe. For like the air, the Holy Spirit is the source of life. And yet, just as we can't see the air, just so the Holy Spirit, in a way, remains invisible. And the reason for that is that the Holy Spirit does not reveal to us his own face. He reveals to us the face of Christ, as we heard our Lord say in the Gospel read on this day. When the Spirit of Truth is come, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but he will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. And so the Holy Spirit shows us not himself, he shows us the face of Christ. And herein lies the reason for the hiddenness, you might even say the elusiveness, of the Holy Spirit. He points not to himself, but to our crucified and risen Lord. Forgetfulness of this truth lies at the root of so much of the tragedy of the Church's history, a tragedy that continues in our own day, when so much that is novel and just plain weird is claimed to be the evident working of the Holy Spirit, when in reality it's nothing more than a manifestation not of the Holy Spirit, but of the Spirit of the age. The ideas that are popular, the opinions that are, so to speak, in the air. How many tragedies in the life of the Church, how many tragedies in the life of individuals are a result of this confusion between the Holy Spirit and the Spirit of the age, the so-called Zeitgeist. And what I want to say this morning is that we need not be victims of this confusion if we listen carefully to what Jesus himself says. For when you're faced with some claim that some novel teaching or practice is the evident working of the Holy Spirit, you can submit that claim to the test of Jesus' words, as we heard them in today's gospel. When the Spirit of Truth is come, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but he will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and he will declare it to you. Our Lord spoke these words to the 12 apostles on the night before he suffered. And it's in their teaching that these words of Jesus found their fulfillment, in the apostles' teaching, of which the New Testament scriptures are the written deposit. For in the apostolic teaching, the Holy Spirit takes what is Christ's and shows it to us. And because the Holy Spirit is, as Jesus says, the Spirit of Truth, the Holy Spirit doesn't say one thing in one age and something contradictory later on. There is instead an inner consistency, a most wonderful unity in the Holy Spirit's witness, because he always shows us Christ. That's the Holy Spirit's work, to show us Jesus, to bring Jesus to us and us to Jesus. And hasn't the Holy Spirit, in fact, done just that for each one of us who believe? He's shown us the radiant face of the Savior, who is the very image of God the Father's love. And so if you know in your heart that the Lord Jesus is your Savior, that's the Holy Spirit's work in your heart. For as St. Paul writes, no one speaking by the Spirit of God can say, Jesus be cursed. And no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. And so if you know in your heart that you are a child of God, that's the Holy Spirit's work in your heart. As St. Paul also writes, the Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, heirs of God, and fellow heirs with Christ. Yes, this too is all the Holy Spirit's work in your heart and in mine. As Jesus said, the Holy Spirit shall not speak of himself, but he shall glorify me, for he shall take what is mine and show it to you. And so in the divine service this morning, the Holy Spirit takes the altar of this church and he shows us Calvary. He takes the bread and wine and shows us the body and the blood of Christ, so that prompted by the Holy Spirit, we may offer to Jesus, truly present in the sacrament, that most profoundly Christian prayer, O Christ, thou Lamb of God, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. Grant us thy peace. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.